Is there a typical NDE, doctor, that you could describe, or do they vary so very much? I guess it would be interesting if more of them had similarities than not, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there are variations, wide variations, but they seem to be variations within limits, and that is that there's about 15 or so common elements that crop up again and again in many stories. And one person may have three or four of those things, or seven or eight, or nine or ten, or the whole spectrum of it. And it looks as though the longer a person is in a state of cardiac arrest, the more likely they seem to be to report more of these features. So it seems that the experience gets deeper the longer the cardiac arrest persists.
And how many of these are reported as positive versus negative?
Most of them are reported as positive. In this part of the experience where people say that they see their whole life portrayed around them in a panorama,
yes.
They see everything they've ever done there at once, in full color, three dimensions. And when they re-witness the events of their lives, they see them not from the perspective they had when they were doing these things, but rather they are watching themselves as a third person. And when they see themselves doing something unkind or unloving to a fellow human being,
yes.
They feel empathically the bad feelings they've brought about in this other person's life. Conversely, when they see themselves doing something loving to someone else, they feel the good feelings. And in that situation, obviously, I mean, all of us have done things that, I'm not looking forward to seeing a review of my life, let's put it that way.
Nor am I.
And so there's always unpleasant aspects of it. What people say, though, retrospectively about this panorama is that they're very glad they went through it, because it convinces them that what life is all about is trying to learn to love and to growing in wisdom. In terms of the really negative hellish experiences,
yes.
Art, you know what,
yes.
I think? I would have to refer to the work here of Dr. Bruce Grayson, who's done a special study of negative near-death experiences, and he finds, number one, that they seem distinctly rare compared to the other more positive near-death experiences that we think of, and that, secondly, there's a lot more variability to them, that they fall into three major categories. I forget the first two categories, but the third and rarest category of them is the full-blown hellish experiences.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a certain kind of mentality. I call them the funda Christians, although they could be the funda anythings. They kind of want there to be a lot of hellish experiences to back up their religious ideology.
I wonder if many of these report this life review, because I've often thought that life review is a way of causing you or making you judge yourself. And so I wonder if the hellish experience follows that life review, or if the negative ones even report a life review.
That would be interesting, and I think that that's a very difficult thing to figure out now, because number one, they seem distinctly rare, and number two, because as it now appears, one of the fundamentalists who wrote a very lurid book on this, with all these alleged hellish near-death experiences he had found, it looks as though he probably was making it up. At least he was quoted as saying someplace, "Well, you got to scare people to convert them," and so on.
Yes.
So, I just don't trust that information. I trust Dr. Bruce Grayson, who did a very thorough and thoughtful study on this, and he says that they occur certainly, but they seem to be rare. But then, what do you make of that? I mean, just because you there are not many hellish near-death experiences. You can't infer anything about hell from it. I mean, I just don't know.